Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. We are very happy to be back with everyone over here for this new year. And again, ACC News for this new year really has more incredible stories, incredible guests. I mean, it's simply amazing, and we're very excited. And today we actually have one of the best new guests of our new feature lineup for this year. Today we have with us life and wellness coach Tamala Rohr. And she is the founder of Start Living Well 101, a truly incredible person. And to anyone tuning in out there, and everyone listening close, anyone that is sick of disappointments in their lives, and again, many of us can relate to this. Any of us that are sick of not being able to reach their goals, that really don't have that thrive, that drive that we used to have to reach our goals. To the people that are just sick of life altogether, please grab a seat. And again, listen very closely. We have a guest today that may not only change your life, she may possibly be able to help change someone else in your life as well, if you know anyone else that may be going through this. So again, we have a very wonderful show for all of you here today. Now, it is now the 28th of January. I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially our listeners that do live overseas. We have so many. If you do miss any portion of our segment today, you can visit our website and listen to our shows there. They are permanently archived over there. Please visit our website at accglobalmedia.com or either accglobalnews.com. Now, if you're also a big part of social media, just about all of us are now these days. We're also on Facebook, and you can find us there. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media, and you can actually listen to the show from that platform as well. And we're also on the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, again, life. We get back to this very important topic. And as far as life, well, we all know, practice makes perfect. And again, in personal and professional life, we all know it takes work to reach our goals. But then again, all of us out there, and none of us are immune to this, we all seem to face obstacles that almost seem utterly impossible to overcome. We all know that we must persevere. But many of us need assistance. And there's nothing wrong for reaching out for assistance in order to get us over these problems, to perhaps change our lives, cut back years of grief and heartache from our lives, which is where professionals like Tamara Rohr actually comes in. Now, a very special person, she actually has over 30 years of professional experience as an occupational therapist. And Tamara actually embraced the opportunity to help others overcome their challenges. And again, she eventually went out, she got her certification in life coaching because she did want to help other people. And again, whether she's working with patients, channeling, you know, her artistic outlets, or even mastering the violin, or raising money through philanthropic efforts with the city of Boston and other international organizations, Tamara, she developed a deep understanding and appreciation for the work that it goes into, really, to living a confident and very successful life. And in her personal approach, Tamara creates a safe space for people to share their fears, to share their disappointments. And Tamara relates her own experiences and provides essential support to really give her clients the power and experience to, again, for what we're all looking for, which is long-lasting results. Not just results, but long-lasting results. Again, a truly incredible and talented woman. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Life and Wellness Coach, founder of Start Living Well 101, Miss Tamara Lohr. How are you doing today, Tamara?
I am very well, Matthew. How are you?
I am doing very well, and again, we're very happy and also very excited to have you over here on our show. And again, before anything, tomorrow, we do want you to let the audience know, who exactly is Tamara Lohr?
Well, that is a good question. I guess in terms of background for a descriptor, I'm a person who has always had interests in both science and arts. And I thought when I was first going to college, I wasn't sure, like many people, what I wanted to do. And somebody told me that occupational therapy would be the ideal marriage of those two areas of interest for me.
Yes.
So I took a chance. I thought, I know nothing about it. I had to declare a major. And I thought, nothing ventured, nothing gained. So I tried it. I thought the worst thing that could happen is I change majors. That's what I thought. And when I once I got into it, I loved it. And occupational therapy, the area, like life coaching, actually, is a broad title with many subspecialties under that broad heading. And I thought it would be helpful for me to try specializing at intervals in different areas, because I thought I'm never going to meet somebody who only has one issue. Many people have, you know, emotional problems, mental health problems, and physical problems. And I wanted to understand both. And I tried to establish my experience as an occupational therapist in what I thought would be a logical and progressive sequence of experiences to, I guess, maximize my skills
and helping
people and people with various complexities of illness. And then, you know, after a certain period of time, and I'm talking decades, I started thinking, you know, why should I only do this type of work with people who've incurred injury or who've developed disease? And why not offer that same skill set and experience to the community, the greater community? And, you know, I think a lot of people get to a point in their careers where they think, what next? And that's what brought me to, that's what brought me to life coaching. And when you say, who is Tamara Lohr? I'm somebody who's acutely aware that this is not a dress rehearsal and that, you know, that life is really large and full and rich, and it's up to each individual to strive to be the best version of themselves that they can be. And, you know, you mentioned that it's January. This is the time when people take stock of what they've been doing in the past year, what they want to do that to improve their lives themselves. And we tend to do that in January, and it's a shame that we tend to do it just for a few minutes and just at the start of each year. But it's something that I, you know, I think Marianne Williamson is has been a wonderful person to kind of bring public attention, because she, of course, has this platform on television, and with her running for president, she had the platform to talk about spirituality, mental health, not just physical health, which tends to be what the focus is in the health industry. But I think people are beginning to talk more now about the importance not just of physical health, not just of nutrition, but mental health as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, that talk has definitely opened up. People are a lot more open and accepting people with mental health now. It's definitely changed a lot.
Yeah, it really has. And I think people are less reluctant to talk about that subject. You know, I think generally people want to basically hide any weaknesses. And now I think people are feeling like that's not, having a weakness is not a flaw. It's just part of being human. Everyone has weaknesses and strengths. Yeah, so it's been something that seemed like a natural progression in terms of my career. You mentioned that I play the violin. That is something that's always been not just an interest of mine, but part of my own, I guess, meditation, my own activity for mental and emotional health. It's something that I've always found very satisfying, comforting, relaxing, and I've learned a lot about life and about reaching goals through studying the violin. And it's the idea that when you have a violin teacher, that like a life coach or like Weight Watchers or like a physical trainer, it's there is somebody there saying, this is the work you need to do to push yourself ahead. And I'm going to check to see how you're doing next week. And it, because you have that accountability, you work at it.
And that's absolutely correct. Right?
Yeah, that seems like a grotesque simplification, but it's essentially, that's life in a nutshell. You know, is that, well, that you have, there's something you want to do to work toward, either outside of yourself, whether it's I want to make more money, or I want to buy a riding lawnmower or a nice car, or go on a vacation or get a promotion, or, you know, get married or whatever, start dating, anything that people want to start doing. You know, you have to start somewhere, have a plan, take the action, and that's how we push ourselves forward in life and toward personal growth.
And to everybody tuning in, and again, Tamara actually has her own personal experiences, again, and her own incredible story. So whatever it is she is helping you with, she's endured through some of it as well. Tamara, can you please share with the audience some of the personal journey that's really led you to where you are here today?
Well, I think part of my personal journey actually has been inspired by people I've met who came from other countries. You know, a lot of people who live in the United States who were born in this country We sometimes agonize over changes, obstacles, and struggles.
Many people. Yes.
And I had a pivotal experience once when I lost my job the day after I bought a condo. And anyone who's out there who's ever purchased a home, especially a first home, you know,
wow.
It's incredibly
yes.
stressful. And
with that on top of it, it must have been so difficult.
I was terrified. I thought, I'm going to lose my home. Now I'm under this pressure to find another job, and I better find it fast. And you begin to feel like the sky is falling. And I turned to someone who was not originally from this country, and I guess I needed a shoulder to lean on, and I said, I'm scared. And that person said, of what? And I said, I'm scared that I'm going to lose my home. And, you know, that I don't know where my next paycheck is going to come from, how I'm going to keep my head above water. And this person said to me, this country is made up of people who left their country, their culture, their language, their families to come to a foreign place where they never had any certainty of what was going to happen next.
That is kind of scary. Yeah, that is.
when you think, frame it like that. And then he said, you know, what makes you so different? And that really took me aback. I thought, compared to what 3/4 of the world endure, in my circumstance, I actually haven't made. That my story was not as bad as I was feeling. But it really made me think. And I think that
it should make us all think, actually. It definitely should.
Yeah, it made me think, maybe instead of thinking how unlucky I was, I should start thinking how lucky overall I am. And, you know, there again, most of the people that are listening in today are aware that, because this has become a popular topic, that counting your blessings is really important to recognizing and identifying where you are. Now, I also want to say that when facing, a challenge or a hurdle in life, an obstacle, that, there are many factors that influence a person's reaction. But one of the things that I think is so alluring to me about life coaching is it doesn't deal just with change, the fear of facing change, which is something that most people are uncomfortable with, facing change of any kind.
Yes, absolutely.
Job change. Sure. Moving from one town to another can be uncomfortable for people.
Yes, it is. The fear of the unknown is something that man has always had problems with.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Why do you feel this? Is this something that you believe that we were born with, or is this something that you believe we may have been taught?
It's probably a combination of both. But what's really alluring about life coaching is it doesn't just tell people, you know, strategies for dealing with change. Change is very different from transformation. When you do personal transformation, I think you put yourself, and this is part of why something I've experienced and part of the allure of life coaching to me as a profession, and that I'd like to share with other people, because the experience is life-changing. When you come to the realization that change is different from transformation, you're set free. Transformation is an act of bringing forth or inventing. And it's inherently expansive and infinite.
I'm sorry to cut you off. You did mention that you have a lot of experience helping people with injury, disease, and illness. Do you feel that in a way has kind of altered your approach in determining how you do work with your clients right now as far as dealing with life issues? Are you incorporating some of that together into this?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I've enjoyed so much about being an occupational therapist is that I have met so many unsung heroes. You know, I don't know if you heard much about the remarkable recovery of some of the people who were injured in the Boston Marathon bombing.
Yes.
Who lost limbs and walked, got married, had kids.
Wow.
Got prosthetics and resumed dancing, got back into running. I mean, you know, and
it's
these
a
people
great
did that.
Story.
It's so inspiring. And
I guess these
so
are some
people.
Of the people that kind of influence you in life, that really
Absolutely.
Kept you going.
Yes. Yes, they influence me. I learn from so many of these people about resilience, persistence, positive outlook, determination, faith, and spirituality. And those are things, and also, as I said, gratitude, counting blessings. You know, I think what I've also noticed is that everyone is very unique in the set of problems that they have and the way they experience it. So it's not really fair for one person to say, oh, is that all that happened to you? That's nothing. I've been through so much worse. And what I reject about that is that it doesn't really matter what the situation. What matters is the way the individual is feeling and about that
yes.
situation and framing it. And what life coaching does, Matthew, and what I think is so helpful, and it's very different from therapy. Therapy is really looking back to figure out where your feelings come from. And with life coaching, you look at who are you? How do you describe yourself? How do you view yourself? And what may you be currently doing that prevents you from moving ahead? Whatever your situation, whatever your issue is.
And there are so many issues out there.
There's so many issues out there, and they're unique to each person. And one of the things that I do in my life coaching is obviously tailor an individual plan for each individual. I do an initial assessment. And when I do the initial assessment, I try to glean from that initial assessment if this is a person who's ready for change and transformation through life coaching, or whether some other service would be a more appropriate intervention
yes.
or step to take for whatever issue a person is grappling with at this particular time. I think that's important.
For everyone that is tuning in and listening, I'm sorry to cut you off. If they feel, hey, this could be me, I'm going through this situation or that situation, if you could quickly explain, who exactly do you feel, you know, maybe the client base or people that you feel that you can help? Do you feel that there's really a limit to an issue that anyone can have, or do you feel that you can help just about everyone?
Well, I think I do feel like I can just about help everyone. There are certain requirements It has to be somebody who's motivated.
Absolutely.
It has to be somebody who's ready and willing to take action. If you're not in that, at that point, then probably you're not ready for life coaching. Now, as I was saying, there's some people, and I have had people call me, and I do the initial assessment, and I have had to say, I am not the service for you at this time. Right now, I think you're better served by going to a therapist. And, you know, I think that practicing with integrity is something I feel is essential to how I practice life coaching. And subsequently, this initial assessment is really critical for determining whether it's a match for what somebody is experiencing at whatever point in time they're in. So,
yes.
So once we decide to start life coaching, if that is the direction that seems to be.
Yeah. So once they actually reach out, what would be the process at that point?
The initial assessment, and once we decide that life coaching is in fact the right choice for what the person is experiencing and grappling with, then I tailor an individualized plan, and it usually a minimum of 6 weeks, Matthew, for
that change to
progress
occur.
It's a very interesting process, and the way I would describe it is it's like having somebody help you look at yourself in a mirror. And it's a co-creative process, but it's one where, you know, where you take steps that are like in a logical sequence. That help you unveil what's blocking you from whatever it is you're trying to achieve or change or improve upon. And then
it's actually great that you did mention, I'm sorry, that 6 weeks to probably start getting those initial results. Because, again, so many people out there, especially these days, they want to know how soon can they start seeing results. And again, to everyone out there tuning in, she has a six-week program. And again, you said you can assure at least within the first six weeks, they can start seeing some sort of results and change.
Yes. That's absolutely right. And it's a process of self-discovery, and it facilitates personal growth.
And to everyone tuning in out there, if you're going through these issues and you have someone with a lot of knowledge that is here saying, hey, within 6 weeks, I can help you start changing your life. We're talking about a six-week time period. For everyone that is going through any of these issues, that is something that I would absolutely take advantage of. And it's great that you are dedicating your life to helping these people that are in these situations tomorrow. We're actually getting low on time. We have about a minute left. Can you please share with the audience, where can they go to really get to your website and get more information about your work?
Well, the name of my website is startlivingwell101.com, and there is a description which is very general. Much of those descriptions we've touched upon in this interview, that it's a step-by-step process, a co-creative process. I don't tell people what to do. We work together, and it's a process of self-discovery, where someone has an epiphany, will say, now I see.
Yeah.
And that's what I call a breakthrough. And it's for anyone who's feeling blocked or stuck, it really is the ideal situation to have a coach or a guide or support.
Yes.
It's all of that.
And they could go to your website. I guess they would fill out a small questionnaire or an email and reach out to you.
Well, the assessment I would do, if they reach out to me, they can call 617-835-3893, leave the name, number, the best time for me to reach them and call them back. And we'll set up a time for an assessment and get the ball rolling.
Okay. And we're just about out of time today. Actually, time went by very quickly. We're having such a great conversation on this.
You're so nice.
And to everyone tuning in out there, I thank you very much for joining us today. We definitely look forward to having you all with us over here for the new year as well. And I definitely want to thank our very special guest that we had with us today, Tamara Rohr, a very incredible person. To everyone out there, again, please reach out to her. She's incredible. She has a lot of talent and wisdom, and she can help you get through these problems. So, Tamara, I thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Matthew.
And you have a wonderful day. And to everyone out there, thank you again for joining us. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And to everyone out there, you have a great day, and to you as well, Tamara.
Thank you so much, Matthew. You take care.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.